Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Volume.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam?
It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Tuesday, January 16th. Oh boy, do we have a show today. Holy cow. Bill Belichick. Already interviewing. I mean, that's such sending such a message. The first team he interviewed with, I mean, if you haven't seen it, we'll talk about it shortly. It's definitely sending a message to Jerry and anyone else who's interested. Price just went up. Okay. There, I got suitors. I got options. Is there going to be an opening in Philadelphia? It's just staggering stuff. Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin walks out on the media after they ask him a question about his contract. I kind of like Mike Tomlin. Keep him guessing. It was just a crazy night. In the NFL, I mean, the games weren't great, but I think the fallout is pretty tremendous. I can't start with Buffalo, but I will tell you this. You know, I had to go ahead and bet the Chiefs. I bet them 2.5 and on the money line fairly significantly. I that Buffalo injuries were significant. It was a tough spot for them on short rest. And I don't love the Chiefs at all this year. I just don't like the spot for Buffalo. Anyways, all right, let's get to Philadelphia. Man. I'll start, you know, I want to give my neighbor a shout out. He's a big Philly guy. We talk a lot and we text him during the game. And he shocks me with this take, which I said, this is straight fire worthy. He listens regularly. His two sons listen. One of them's in college. And he was like, I'm not that big of a Hurts guy. And I'm stunned. And then he goes, I'd be curious what they look like with Justin Fields in there. He's way cheaper for the next 2 years. And I was like, listen, Sam, that is straight fire worthy. But here's the crazy thing. Okay. Last week, you know, Rob G and I like to bat around ideas. Oh, P.S. I'm hosting the Herd this Friday. Cowherd's out. So I will be hosting the show. And you know, I need these fire takes. I'm just talking stuff that's going to really get the masses. Can I say the unwashed masses all rankled and obviously, the Cam Newton, Dak Prescott thing really pissed a lot of people off. I mean, I'm barely checking my mentions now because obviously Dak loses on Sunday and people are just coming after me left and right. Yeah, bring it on. But last week, Rob G had a crazy take and it was so hot, I couldn't touch it. And you know, Rob's like, you know that, I don't know, that Jalen Hurts contract. I'm like, what are you talking about? Jalen Hurts is so good. And now, oh, well, hold up. You know, AJ Brown taps out, says, I'm out. I got the knee injury. I scrubbed my IG of all the Philly stuff. And without AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts kind of looked like that. You remember his first year where they went to the playoffs and Tampa just blitzed the shit out of him and he couldn't do anything? That was kind of the redux last night. Tampa rolls 32-9. And listen, I don't want to start too negatively. Okay. But what the Philadelphia Eagles did on Monday night was one of the most uninspiring, gutless performances that I've seen from a team that just went to the Super Bowl in a long, long time. Folks, they look like they didn't want to be there. I mean, Bradbury last year was an all-pro quarterback. He's out there getting cooked burnt toast left and right. Couldn't tackle anybody. I don't know what happened in the locker room. Do you guys remember when Carson Wentz imploded? And then after he's run out of town, all these stories come out. He would like run his own plays. He wouldn't talk to the coaches. I feel like we don't know the story yet, but something went down in Philadelphia very clearly after that Buffalo Bills game. Because after they get lucky and beat the Bills in overtime, they totally melt down. They only win one more game the rest of the way. They suffer four blowout losses, including that playoff game. And I'm telling you, it has the feel of Nick Sirianni getting fired. Hey, Nick, your two coordinators left last year. You can hire whoever you want. Okay, I'll promote Jalen Hurts' guy and give me Sean Desai. And let's bring on Matt Patricia. Like, all of them fail the smell test. And you got to wonder here, do they just say, you know what, Sirianni, you went to the wild card game, you went to the Super Bowl, and now you got embarrassed. The team is just totally leaking oil. It's over. I do believe, and I think it's a little incendiary to say it, I think Nick Sirianni's done in Philly. I think it's over for him. That coaching staff failed miserably. And now you got to wonder, like, what the hell's going on with the Eagles going forward? It was almost as if ESPN knew something, Rob. I don't know if you caught this, but near the very end of this blowout, you know, they start showing how Jason Kelce, he's been there forever. You got to wonder, is he going to be back? And then they show Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, and then they show them going out, I guess, for the coin toss. I don't know if it was the coin toss last night, but a coin toss this season. And it was almost as if they got a whiff that those guys have had enough. The locker room was imploding. And maybe, just maybe, those three guys are just retiring. Kelce, obviously, with a thriving podcast now with his brother, thanks to Taylor Swift. And you just got something smells very weird in Philadelphia. It's one of those unexplained phenomena. Now, listen, there was a big tell. You don't go from 14-3 with a point differential, of plus 133 to 11-6 with a plus differential, point differential of 5. Okay? That's a calamitous drop. And nobody can really attribute it to anything. I thought DeAndre Swift was pretty good. A.J. Brown wasn't really getting the rock. They didn't have much beyond Devonta Smith. They bring in Julio Jones, who got concussed. It was a brutal hit. My kids were watching, and I was like, oh, damn, that's a big-time hit. He held on, then he goes down and fumbles the ball, and you're like, oh, he's done. Concussion done. Goddard had a couple bad drops, but it was. I thought the defense was really the story. And I'm sure you guys got this, but you're watching it, and you watch all these missed tackles. They must have missed 4 or 5 tackles in the first half alone. And it was like, who misses tackles? It's like, I think you guys saw when I popped this on IG, there was an Ole Miss running back who's really talented, super awesome player, but apparently he's a major prick and stuck up and egotistical. And in a bowl game, he like broke off a big run and was tackled and was like, darn it. And he put his hand up so his offensive lineman could pull him up. The offensive lineman looks at him, points, and then just turns around and walks away. Like, this guy was not liked in the locker room. He just, by the way, transferred to Ohio State. But I wonder, what the hell happened? Were those defensive players just kind of half-assing it because they don't care and they don't like Matt Patricia? Remember, we had Golden Tate. That was the guest. Golden Tate came on, talked about how much of a train wreck Matt Patricia was. He took away the ping pong tables. He took the fun out of it. The guy's a big-time jerk. Go listen to the Golden Tate podcast a couple months ago. And now, all of a sudden, a defense that led the league, I think set the NFL record for sacks last year, and the defense is just total trash second half of the season. Now, remember, Desai was the guy, and then they let Patricia call the defense. And once that started, it fell apart. And I wonder if they just kind of were drawing a line in the sand. We don't want to play for this guy. And something went down. You got a lot of veterans. I mean, Reddick is a pro. Sweat, Cox, Graham, Byard in the secondary. Did you see Byard on the touchdown by the young rookie? After Bradbury missed the tackle, which was embarrassing enough, Byard was like just standing there in cement shoes, barely put forth an effort. I'm just saying, I know gutless is hard for pro athletes making a lot of money, and these guys are putting their physical bodies on the line. You saw Darius Slay go down badly, had to get carted off. It just, Rob, it felt like a team that just didn't want to be there, and I think Philadelphia goes into the offseason with about as many questions as any other big-time team that's supposed to be a Super Bowl contender in the league.
Yeah, this wasn't quite a Dallas Cowboys level disappointment, but it was right up there. Like, this team, just looked on paper, is arguably the most talented team in football. top to bottom. And yet, due to shortcomings by their CEO head coach, Nick Sirianni, because he's one of the few guys in the NFL these days who does not call plays for either side of the ball, which is like almost unheard of in today's NFL because you
need a great job,
be,
right?
Yeah, I would love to do that. Like,
hey, not my fault.
Right.
That guy's called the plays.
Yeah, we're going to replace him and bring in the pencil, Matt Patricia, who uses the pencil with a laminated play sheet. Still makes no sense to me. But you got the coach who, from the beginning, from Jump Street, when the season started, installed the wrong coordinators. And it was very clear. Even when they were winning, things just didn't look as sharp as last season. They talked about it. Jason Kelce talked about it. Jalen Hurst talked about it. Like, look, I know we're winning, but it's just there's something off. We got to get it corrected. And not only did they not get it corrected, they went completely the opposite direction. Here's some numbers for you. I know you're a numbers guy, okay? Through week 10, the Eagles were number one in the NFL against the run, 66 yards allowed per game. The rest of the season, they were 31st, giving up on average 145 yards per game, best and nearly dead last. They allowed at least 100 yards rushing in their last eight games for just the third time since 1970, over 50 years. That's how bad their defense was in the second half of the season. And offensively, it wasn't much different. I mean, Jalen Hurts, I don't know if it was the injury. I don't know if, like you said, maybe the NFL caught up to him because, you know, call a spade, he only really has had one great season in the NFL and he got paid off of it. Outside of that, he kind of is who he is. And it's kind of eerie if you look, Pro Football Reference, you got some time in your day here today on Tuesday. Just do a player comparison chart between Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. Both Philadelphia Eagle quarterbacks, both guys who got paid by Philly after one fantastic MVP-level season, okay? Interception percentage about basically the same. Touchdown percentage basically the same. Carson Wentz actually has a higher QBR and higher passer rating because he's just a better thrower of the football. Jalen Hurts has the better rushing numbers. But total yards, right around 250 for Carson Wentz, right around 245 for Jalen Hurts. They are almost identical. So we know what happened with Carson Wentz. Despite him putting up fine numbers, passer rating over 101 two consecutive seasons, he wore out his welcome very quickly because the team couldn't really relate to him. They didn't really like him, as you mentioned. And ultimately, it didn't matter how he performed because his numbers were fine. They just decided that this guy's not the guy for us. Flash forward now to Jalen Hurts. He has a bad season. Again, I don't know how much of his injury. I don't know how much of it's just the coordinators. He hasn't been playing well, what have you. But it's very interesting that 2 days ago, ESPN's Tim McManus reports that there is a, quote, disconnect between the visions of head coach Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and offensive coordinator Brian Johnson. This comes off the heels of a CBS report where players on the Eagles roster were quoted anonymously as saying that they wish that Jalen Hurts was a little bit more involved with the team, show a little bit more emotion. He's very stoic. That's kind of how he is. Some guys like that, but I understand if you are a teammate of his and things are not going well, which they haven't been the last month and a half, they're really falling off a cliff and he's just kind of quiet. Like every once in a while, you need to go Tom Brady on somebody and get in their face, cuss them out, do whatever you got to do to inspire, because when things are working, you like that Jalen Hurts never gets too high, never gets too low, because you feed off of that kind of energy. When things are going bad, it almost seems like he's aloof, like he doesn't care. And again, I don't know him like that to say if that's the case, but from the outside and according to these reports, that's exactly what it feels like in that locker room.
That's interesting. So now they allegedly don't like Hurts because he's not a rah-rah guy? I mean, it's just so weird.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their General tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that'll help make the playoffs electrifying. New customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So yeah, if you were taking a favorite, say, on Sunday, parlayed with another favorite, say, on Sunday, there's a real good opportunity for you to cash here. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code STRAIGHTFIRE. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code STRAIGHTFIRE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Philadelphia is a strange town. Remember, we were in New York City, and then we moved out to the burbs of Philly. And I don't know, I just never totally clicked with Philadelphia as a city. I'm sure it's fun. We went out a couple times. It was a blast. Had like a surprise 30th birthday party. We rented we did a dinner cruise. It was awesome. Like a fun time when you go out in Philly. I didn't have the same connection with the city that I did New York's. And so I didn't really love Philadelphia. But I'll say this, the fans in Philly are super hardcore passionate. Like I don't see in a lot of cities. Like LA, Rob, you've been out here for a long time. Other than the Lakers, people just don't really care that much. They live and die with their sports teams in Philly. They just don't have a lot. I'm not saying they don't have a lot going on, but they don't have a lot outside of, say, Sixers, Eagles, hell, the Flyers, the Phillies. Like they're everything. They love those teams and understandable. Hey, you grew up in the area, you feel a super deep connection with them. They're not going to stand for this crap. And my guess is Lurie and Roseman are going to get to the bottom of it. Again, I don't love the idea of you win a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson, then you run him off. Now you get to a Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni and you run him off. It's like you're dangerously close to getting on that Cleveland Browns, New York Jets treadmill just toward recycling all the time. You know, there's no continuity. That's not great. But it sounds like this offseason is going to be really hellish in Philly. And I know that like the teams left in the playoffs, and we'll look at the matchups shortly. Like it's not the sexiest group of matchups. Like, CJ Stroud had an amazing season. I don't think they have any chance in this game against Baltimore. I know they faced off in the opener, but like, I don't think the Packers have much of a chance against San Fran. I like Detroit and I like the Chiefs, but like, they're not the greatest matchups. But here's the weird thing. this offseason is going to get so spicy so quickly. A, because the draft is stacked. But before that, before the draft and free agency, the coaching carousel, I don't think it's ever had. I mean, listen, it's never had a guy of the caliber of Belichick and Harbaugh. And honestly, Vrabel's not like a consolation prize by any stretch. It is very odd how like crazy the next, I don't know what, Rob, 72 hours could be, like McCarthy. If imagine if Philadelphia is open, Dallas is open. The Atlanta Falcons seem to think they have a good job and they got players, but they don't have a quarterback. And I don't think they have a path to a quarterback. They're hot for Belichick. Belichick interviewed there. I think he's just doing it for leverage. You've got the Chargers job, which has Justin Herbert. They interviewed Harbaugh. Like, this is getting super spicy. Dare I say it's spicier than the divisional round of the playoffs. By the way, I looked at the quarterbacks left in the playoffs. 7 of 8 were first round picks. Stroud went second. Baker went first. Goff went first. Allen 7. Mahomes went 10th. Lamar, end of the first round. Jordan Love, 26. The outlier, of course, is Kyle Shanahan's guy, Brock Purdy. Listen, there's solid matchups. Obviously, I'll watch. I'm very excited to have nothing on the schedule Saturday. I will be locked in. But Rob, I can't take my eyes away from this idea that the Eagles' job could be open as well as the Cowboys. Two teams who were in the NFC East and at one point like looked like they could contend with the Niners. It was like Niners, Cowboys, Eagles. Like that was the top three in the NFC. And now two of the jobs could be open. You think Sirianni gets fired?
I don't. I think that making the Super Bowl last season, and again, they melted down the stretch in, you know, biblical proportions. But they also won, what was that, 11 games? So I don't know if you can go from making the Super Bowl, being right there, I think lost by 3 points, right? They win 11 games. I don't know if there's anything that can lead to that quickly of a firing. I think he's going to get one more chance to bring in coordinators. You mentioned it. This coaching carousel is absolutely loaded. There are going to be guys who ordinarily would be at the top of the coaching market that are now going to have to settle for coordinator jobs, right? Like 2 years ago, Eric Bieniemy was interviewing for everybody's head coaching gig. Now he's going to be lucky to get an offensive coordinator gig because
he might be a QB coach. Yeah.
Right. You know, something like that. Everyone's going to be on the lookout for the next Slowick or Johnson, you know, like the next young hotshot play caller that's going to get a chance to call the plays for what is still a very loaded Eagles offense. You know, the thing with them is that they're very static. I mean, I saw a couple of advanced stats that say that they ran motion as like a bottom five team in the NFL, which seems so crazy to say when you consider what we saw Green Bay do just by simply using motion against Dan Quinn's defense, what Kyle Shanahan has done now for years using motion, Mike McDaniel using motion in Miami, like three of the most prolific regular season offenses. That's not even counting what Andy Reid does in Kansas City. And you've decided you'd rather be, hey, we're just going to line up, point things out, and then we're just going to run it like that. Like, it doesn't seem like that would work in today's NFL. And so that team, assuming Nick Sirianni is worth anything in his grain of salt as far as like a motivational guy, which I don't know how you go from you are to you're not in the span of what, 6 weeks. I think he's going to be able to get one more crack to get his coordinators in order and talk to us, you know, this time next year, whether or not he's on the hot seat.
Yeah. If he survives this, it'll be interesting. He won't be able to pick his coordinators is my guess, but I don't know, man. It just, something feels really off. They got talent. I mean, what if AJ Brown says I want out? Like, it seems like we're headed that way. There's some chatter. I saw some funny tweets that CD Lamb wants to enter the transfer portal, which is fine. I mean, that's funny. People are all worked up about Dak, but just to put a button, this is so the NFL, not for long, right? That's what people kind of joke that the NFL stands for, not for long. Last year, 2023 NFL draft, Bryce Young is taken first overall. And instantly, everybody's like, look at Alabama now is quarterback university. You got Bryce Young, Mac Jones, Tua, Jalen Hurts. Alabama is the new quarterback university. Folks, this is why I say not for long, okay? That was in April. We are now in January. Tua struggled badly at the end of December. Great season. And now it's like, ooh, I don't know. Do we pay him? What are we doing with Tua? Cold weather. Is he built for this? I don't know. Can't beat the good teams. Mac Jones benched multiple times. Looks like he's done in New England. And I don't think he gets a chance to start anywhere next year. That would be my guess. Okay. Then you got Bryce Young, who had maybe the most forgettable rookie year since Eli Manning. I don't know. Eli Manning was bad, but Bryce Young was atrocious, horrific, forgettable in every sense of the word. And then the last guy from that quarterback room is Jalen Hurts, who, as Rob kind of noted, bears some resemblance to Carson Wentz. Now, I will pull him vastly to the side of Wentz, far away from him, because he actually showed up in the postseason and played. Wentz, of course, got hurt and couldn't. I think Wentz has played one playoff game and he got hurt against the Eagles. Is that accurate? Remember, I think he got like a concussion.
Right. Yes.
It was
for the Eagles and then brought in Nick Foles.
Against Seattle. Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts was Superman in the Super Bowl.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
And then he goes out and gets a contract. I wrote it down here. 5 years, $255 million. And again, it was just one season. And I think if you look back at the time, I said, that's just 1 year. That's a lot of money. But what options do you have? He just took you to the Super Bowl. He was the man. He outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He got $110 million guaranteed. And again, I'm not here bagging on Hurts. I like him. I'm very curious to see what happens with A.J. Brown because, like, honestly, that offense, there was nobody who could get separation on the outside. Tampa just blitzed and blitzed and blitzed, and Hurts was just backpedaling every time. He had no chance. And it was ugly. If they lose A.J. Brown, you got to wonder, what does this team do? I mean, Goddard, a couple bad drops.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Football is back. No more preseason games. The regular season is here. While we all love watching our favorite teams on television, there is nothing better than being at a game live and in person. And the best way to get tickets to any of these games is on GameTime, the fastest growing ticketing app in the US. For last minute amazing deals on tickets to see your favorite football teams this September, download GameTime. And it's not just football. GameTime has tickets to baseball games, concerts, and comedy shows across the country. Download the GameTime app and redeem code JMAC for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, download the Game Time app and enter code JMAC. That's J-M-A-C for $20 off. No matter where you live, get out and have some fun this week. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets. Lowest price. Guaranteed. Rob, how much time do we need to spend on this Buffalo game, which kind of sucked? I don't know. I was in and out of it. I think it was 21-0, wasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, when I was driving in the car, I think it was a 3-score game. I'll tell you what, the big story of this game is less about the game itself. And I don't know if you saw this. It's more about what happened in the post game.
Yeah.
Where a reporter asked Mike Tomlin, doesn't even get the question out, to be honest with you. He starts off with, so you have 1 year left on your deal. And he just glares at her and walks away before she can get her question out. Like, you mentioned the coaching carousel, Belichick, Harbaugh, Vrabel, just off the top that are available. You know, Pete Carroll's actually available too, if you want him. Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season ever. And he might become available.
Well, wait, hold up, hold up. Is the scent that he's not going to get an offer, an extension, and they're going to be making him a lame duck coach? I cannot imagine that they would do that.
Well, that's been the drumbeat very quietly, and it's getting louder coming out of Pittsburgh. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, as far as I know, have only hired like 3 coaches in 70 years or something stupid like that. Like, it was Noel, it was Cowher, and then it was Tomlin. And then they don't do that. They're one of the, you know, more stable, un-Raider-like franchises in football. Like, they stick with what they like. The ownership trusts who they make their hire, and they let it go. And Mike Tomlin has been fine. He's been very good. But I think this goes back to a bigger point that you've touched on repeatedly over the years, is you can have a good defense like your New York Jets. You can have playmakers, again, like your New York Jets. You got Garrett Wilson. The Steelers have a great defense. They have a very talented wide receiver core. But if you don't have your quarterback situation in order,
yeah,
it's all for naught. And when Big Ben Roethlisberger refused to take a step back there towards the end, that he wanted to hold on and hold on. No, everybody knew he was shot. We could all tell he was a shell of himself. Refused to step aside gracefully. That delayed them starting the quarterback clock. And then when they take their swing, they go for Kenny Pickett and they missed. And that's not unusual to them. That kind of happens more times than not. But in today's NFL especially, it doesn't matter what the rest of your team looks like. If your quarterback situation is not settled, your head coach is going to be perpetually underperforming, and therein lies being on the hot seat. And I think that's what's going on with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, which is why I also don't agree that Belichick would entertain the Atlanta Falcons job. Like, it's Ritter and Heinicke. And the only quarterbacks legitimately out there that I've seen are Justin Fields. I can't imagine Belichick's clamoring for that. And Russell Wilson, ditto. I don't see that happening. And so, Rob, like, if Belichick's not going to take that, why? Like, I don't know what Tomlin's doing. Like, there is no quarterback. The usual suspects where they set it up and they're going on the boat looking for the... it's not a spoiler. The movie's 25 years old. And there's like, there's no coke on this boat. This was a setup. Like, there's no quarterback on the market. Rob, am I missing a free agent quarterback? Like, don't tell me like, oh, Carson Wentz could hit the market. You know, he could be resurrected. I don't want to hear that. Like... yourself into Bo Nix and getting an extension for Bo Nix. I don't know. Like, did Mason Rudolph do enough that, hey, we'll have Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett slug it out? Like, what's the point? I don't know. If you don't have a quarterback, I don't see what you're doing. But it feels odd to me that Mike Tomlin would, like, be legitimately angry that he doesn't have a new deal. Wouldn't it be better to just, I'm going to walk away for a year. They'll have my rights, but guess what? I have 1 year left on my deal. My deal's up. I'm a free agent next year. I don't have to, you know, I could go to TV, chill out, see what's out there, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, and I think you mentioned, you know, the quarterback situation. To me, there's only one possible quarterback that could actually change the fortunes for any one of these guys, you know, Belichick and Tomlin being the ones we're talking about. And that's Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins coming off a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
So how confident are you? I mean, thankfully with him, he's never been really relying on his athleticism or mobility. He's just a very good cerebral quarterback.
By the way, hold up, Rob. Does Kirk Cousins even work really outdoors in Pittsburgh? Like, inclement weather?
Probably not. Probably not. But I'm just saying, if there was one, he's the only one that you would
okay.
think, right? That you would feel like, hey, if we come into the next season and Kirk Cousins is a guy under center, with that defense and those receivers, we can win a lot of games. Sure. And I think you can say the same thing in Atlanta. You know, if you have those weapons, the defense is young, and let's say it's Bill Belichick calling the defense, we can win games with Kirk Cousins. Again, the problem, though, is what ownership group is going to feel confident giving a guy at his age that kind of money coming off an Achilles?
Yeah, I had this NFL guy. I think his name is Jason Cole. And he was like, Kirk Cousins is getting $45 million a year. I was like, on what planet is that happening? He's like, nope, that's basically the going rate. I was like, no, it's not. How's he getting 45? How? Like, nobody's trading for Daniel Jones. Like, yeah, Kirk Cousins is the bell of the ball coming off an Achilles. And he wasn't mobile to begin with. Like, it seems unfathomable that he could be out there. Now, maybe you could tinker with the idea that Dallas has some master plan to reset their quarterback clock with, Justin Fields. I mean, it's crazy. And we're going to trade Dak. Huh?
Trey Lance is already in the building.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They got Trey Lance. Yeah, we got Trey Lance. Or Cooper Rush. And we're gonna move on from Dak. We're going to trade Dak. Like, listen, Dak can win you a lot of games in the regular season. He hasn't done it in the playoffs, but that doesn't mean he can't do it in the playoffs. I don't think he's on the market, though. I don't think he's going to leave Dallas. I don't know. It got super duper interesting with some of these coaching jobs. I'm surprised that the Chargers would not just, corner Harbaugh and say, dude, we're not letting you leave. What's the price? Give me the number. You just say it and we'll lock in. Like that's not great. So let's say they whiff on Harbaugh. Then it's like, okay, Mike Vrabel, come on down. I think Vrabel's a fine hire. He would instill a tough culture on a team that has been kind of soft for a bunch of years. And the Chargers feel like they're fighting for relevance out here, right, Rob?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
I know a lot of people probably would disagree, who cares about that? Well, I mean, when the stadium's 40% Charger fans and every game and it's 60 or more of Raiders or Chiefs or whatever, that's not great. I don't know. It's Chargers, Falcons. So how about this one? These two jobs are not open, but I floated this. We'll wrap with this. Which is the better job should they become open, say, later today? The Cowboys, who have their quarterback and they'll restructure him so he won't be the highest or second highest cap hit in the league, right? You've paid Parsons. Paid Diggs. I think they paid Parsons, right? They haven't paid Lamb.
No, they haven't paid Parsons. They
have not
Diggs.
Paid Parsons.
Yeah, they played.
They paid Diggs. I'm sorry.
They got to pay Parsons and Lamb.
Okay, so they'll tinker with the money for Dak to make it happen. They've got a good offensive line. It's aging a bit with Zach Martin and Smith getting hurt. The skill position players, I would say they're on par with the Eagles, maybe a little better if AJ Brown's not there, right? Devonta Smith is good, but CeeDee Lamb I would take. The tight ends. Go wash. I'd say slight lean to the Cowboys. Like DeAndre Swift's better than Pollard, but whatever. I think the big question for Dallas is the Jerry Jones factor. Is he going to be hosting press conferences every week? That's not good. You think Belichick's going to want to deal with that crap? Harbaugh? My guess is they will have something saying, Jerry, I know you want to do this and this is your pet. I'm going to need you to step back a little bit because it just puts undue pressure on me. I don't want that. And if that's a hang up for Jerry, hey, move on. Go get Mike Vrabel. Fine. You missed out because your ego. But if Jerry is willing to agree to that, which he probably isn't, he's 82 years old. I mean, I'm way younger than that. And I'm difficult to move off some positions. There's no way Jerry Jones is being told what to do. So then is the Eagles job a better job? But I feel like you're going into a ticking time bomb. You don't know what the hell the problem was. So it's not easy. Which of those jobs is better? And then it's is the Chargers better than those two? Do I want to take over the job of a 12-win team that just fired their coach? But then again, remember, Marty Schottenheimer went 14-2 with the Chargers. They lose in the first round, I believe, to the Patriots. He gets fired. Then North Turner comes in and they go to the AFC Championship the next year. So it can happen quickly. Obviously, a lot of things have to line up, but I don't know, Rob, which would you lean, Dallas right now or Philly?
Oh, that's really tricky. Well, first off, your point about the Chargers is well taken because to me, it's very similar to a conversation we had, I believe, we weren't recording about the Alabama gig and how Dan Lanning, Sarkisian, Norvell, you know, they all kind of passed on it, reportedly. We don't know if it was passed on before or after they made the decision to go with a guy from Washington. But the conversation in college football circles was, I'd rather have the Oregon gig because you get the same money or similar money. You have all the same access or even more access to the top recruits because of the backing you have at Autzen with Nike and Phil Knight and all that stuff. Minus the pressure that you're going to have at Alabama where it's championship or bust every season. At Oregon, if you make the Rose Bowl, that's a successful season.
Right.
If you go 10, 11 wins every year, you're riding high, right? That's the same thing with the Chargers. The Chargers are not the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles, because if they are a 10, 11 win team and they're in the playoffs every year, it doesn't matter if they win the Super Bowl or not, because as you mentioned, they're not relevant here in Southern California. So as long as they're not a laughing stock, they're fine. Their ownership group is fine, right? In Philadelphia, even though they went through such a long drought with their Super Bowl, they finally got one with Nick Foles. That fan base is so rabid that they are expecting greatness every season. Mm. Jerry Jones, by virtue of who he is and how much he loves to hear himself talk, is going to be putting pressure on that team to win a Super Bowl every season, even though they can't get past the divisional round, right? So that's what makes those two jobs slightly less attractive to me than the Chargers. But if I were to pick between the Cowboys and the Eagles, ultimately it comes down to how you feel about Jalen Hurts. If you think Jalen Hurts is a top 10 and ascending quarterback, then I think you go with the Eagles.
He nearly won the MVP last year.
Sure. But if you think that he's just Carson Wentz part two, where he had one magical season, and outside of that, he kind of is the same guy, which is what happened this season and in 2021, then I would probably lean with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it's weird how quickly people have turned on Hurts. You know, when I knew that Eagles were toast, I mean, early on, you could tell like these guys have quit, but the brotherly shove did not work.
Oh, yeah.
And now it looked like they grabbed his helmet, which I thought was dirty.
They did. Yes.
But when that didn't work, you're like, man, the 90% play not working, it's over.
And they've stopped it twice this season. There was a video that
the Bucks did?
Yes. Because wow. Vita Vea is like 350 pounds of mass that you just push around. Yeah. So I think it was Tom Pelissero who shared a video that there's only so many teams that can stop this play, and the Bucks now stopped it twice this season.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I need to see Detroit, San Fran in the NFC title game. Tampa's just, they're just not good.
No,
they're not
good. No.
Chiefs Bills is the marquee game. Do they have the order for the games yet, Rob?
Like when they're being played?
Yeah, I know Saturday night is Niners Packers.
I'm sure that if we can riff here for long enough, I can pull it up, because I know that there was several.
And the Texans game is first. I guess, yeah, the other two.
I got it right here. So it's Texans Ravens at 4:30 Eastern on Saturday, Packers Niners at 8:15 Eastern, and then Sunday, Bucks Lions at 3, Chiefs Bills at 6:30.
Okay. Yeah, that Chiefs-Bills game that's the game right there. Buffalo 3, Detroit favored by 6, Baltimore 9, 49ers 10. Yeah, I think I like all favorites. If I had to make a case for a dog, well, I like 3 favorites and the Chiefs.
Are we talking outright, or are we talking against
the spread? No, with the spread.
Oh, with the spread. I'd love Houston against the spread.
Interesting, because that's right. You're an anti-Lamar guy.
I'm not anti-Lamar. I just love C.J. Stroud, man. I think C.J. Stroud is fantastic.
He's dealing. I mean, it is. It's crazy. And you know, so my daughter plays on this volleyball team, and they have one player who's, you know, just better than everybody. She's a sixth grader. And she's really good, lefty. And then in, like, the championship game on Monday, my wife's texting like, oh my gosh, she's got like 12 serves in a row, 13, 14. It's just like going off. And it's like some players, Rob, they're really good. And then they raise their level in the big time moments, you know, big time players, big time spots. And they raise their level. Obviously you could put LeBron and Curry and all these guys in there. I don't know. Does that really exist in the NFL? If it does, CJ Stroud's the guy. Cause we saw him do it against Georgia when he was with Ohio State, like shredded the number one defense with a ton of NFL players. And then he did it this year, and then he did it in the playoffs against Jim Schwartz's defense. If he does it against the Ravens, I mean, we're talking like, I mean, Rob, by the way, we didn't even get to this. Like, when you look at the, you know, top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, that list, if you looked at it from before this season, and now you look at it going into the offseason, it is, I guarantee you, there's like five new guys in there. Because I don't see how you don't put Stroud and Jordan Love in the top 10. And I don't want to hate on him, but like, I think there's some questions about Trevor Lawrence.
Absolutely.
I know you have questions about Herbert. Jalen Hurts kind of fell a little bit. Like, Kirk Cousins would have made that list last year. He can't sniff it all with the injury. Like, we should do that as a, you know, as an experiment tomorrow, since midweek there's not a lot going on. Maybe there's some. I saw Draymond return, but we're not doing an NBA tonight. Anyways, all right. Divisional round is set, and we'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.